Today's question comes from Kudzi, who asked, how long is the constitution-making process going to take? When will the outreach program start? And why has it been so delayed?
Firstly, constitution-making is a process. It is not an event. So when you hear people saying, well, there is nothing happening in the constitution-making process, one needs to know what is happening on the surface and what is happening in the background so as to know whether we are still on track or not on track. We go back to February 2009 to start the constitution-making process in this country. And we go back even further to September 2008 to go back to the agreement between the political parties in regards to how the constitution-making process should be conducted in this country. After February, that is after the swearing-in of the unity government, of the transitional government, or the GNU, we were then obliged to put in place a select committee. That was done. After that, we were then obliged to hold a first all-stakeholders conference. That was done in July 2009. I think a lot of you, particularly those of you who have got access to television, remember the little disturbance we had in July. And some of you will remember that after that disturbance, the three principals addressed a joint conference. And the three principals did state in very clear terms that the constitution-making process was not negotiable and that this process will be seen to its very end. And I'm glad that the indications up to now are that we are on our way to fulfill this important requirement in the GPA. Now, after the first all-stakeholders conference, we were able to establish constitutional themes in respect of which persons are identified and to address these themes. The persons who are going to address these themes have already been identified, they've been trained. These are the persons who are going to take part in the outreach program, which I'm going to talk about very, very shortly. We've also trained the rapporteurs. Rapporteurs are the persons who are going to be reporting what each every person says at a particular meeting during the outreach program. Now, the outreach program, I believe, will be rolled out on about the middle of May. It may be towards the end of May, but I'm confident that come mid-May, we'll be able to roll out the outreach programs. After the outreach, the constitution or the draft is then going to be crafted by experts. And I can assure you that it is not going to be a Matinenga draft, nor is it going to be a Mugabe or a Tsvangirai or a Mutambara draft. It is going to be a draft which is going to be crafted by experts who are going to be looking at what you have said in the outreach and then translate what you say into a constitutional draft. After that draft has been done, we are going to go to what we call a second stakeholders conference. And from then on, we then go to a referendum, which gives you, the people, an opportunity to see whether what you said in the outreach was contained in the draft and is what is being presented to you in the referendum. I'm sure that that is going to be in order and that what the people say is not going to be tampered with. And I foresee, in terms of timetable, that by April 2011, we should have a constitution which has passed through Parliament and has been adopted by Parliament.